Alderman Bill Conway on the show now. Alderman, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Alderman Conway, 34th Ward. So, are we going to have a NASCAR race again? By my count, we've had three. The first two, there were weather issues. And then this year was pretty good, and I think the attendance was. But having said that, I think Lady Gaga brings in more money for the city.
Well, you may be right on Lady Gaga, but I will say if we're going to bring NASCAR back, it needs to be a different weekend, and it certainly has to make financial sense for the city. I mean, July 4th weekend is a family-friendly weekend and one where people want to be able to use the park, and so it's never quite been the right weekend for NASCAR.
NASCAR officials said in a statement that they put out that they announced their intention to take a year off. If they take a year off, like it appears is going to happen, are they going to come back the following year?
Yeah, you know what? We had a meeting with NASCAR officials on Monday, and they really indicated that they do want to come back to Chicago in 2027. They're keeping their office here. They're staying involved in the community. So, and something I will say about NASCAR is, while it has been inconvenient for my downtown residents, they have done a great job of communicating with folks. So, you know, when they say they want to come back in 2027, I take them at their word that that's their intention.
And do we want them back?
You know, I will say that Chicago does always shine on the world stage, and NASCAR has put us on the world stage. So in that regard, I think it is good for the city. I will say that the folks in my ward along Michigan Avenue and Roosevelt Road are the ones who are inconvenienced about it. So I will say that I hope they can continue to work to make it less inconvenient for residents and make sure that setup and takedown times are reduced. And they've been working in that direction over the last 3 years.
Alderman, do you ever sneak a cigarette or cigar on the L?
What?
you're pivoting here. Yeah, no. Yeah. So I did put forth a resolution a couple weeks back about that we need better enforcement of smoking on the CTA. I appreciate the mayor's finally taking it seriously, but I just saw that press conference, and his plan involved social workers and PR campaigns and community meetings to fight smoking in the CTA. I hope there's some room for data-driven enforcement as well, even though I found that lacking in his remarks.
I was being a smart aleck, but I should have been more direct about it. But the mayor, right, signed an executive order today to crack down on smoking on the CTA, which I think a lot of us who aren't often on the CTA are surprised it's a problem, but it's been something that you've really paid a lot of attention to. How big of a deal is it?
Yeah, it's a huge deal. I mean, we have about 70,000 Chicago Public School students ride the CTA to school every day. In fact, I rode the CTA bus to school every day as a kid myself. So I think it's important that we take steps to snuff out smoking. But I thought some of his executive order in the press availability where he said, oh, we need more social workers and we're going to put forth a PR campaign letting them know that smoking is bad and have community meetings. I was waiting him to say, no, we need data-driven enforcement to find out where the problem is so we can get after it.
Alderman, this Steve takes the CTA quite frequently, and I will tell you, it is unusual at times if I don't see someone smoking. If you can smoke it, they smoke it. It's not only cigarettes. And it is not supposed to be allowed on the train. I've seen the conductors, I'm not sure what you call the people that drive the trains, walk through the car, and they don't do anything about it because they're probably intimidated to do anything about it. Yes, I would think enforcement. I mean, the issue is here isn't necessarily that smoking is bad for you. If people don't know that, they don't know that. That is another campaign for another issue. But it is against the law to do this.
I mean, just to follow up with Steve, I mean, if I'm speeding when I go home on Peterson Avenue, I don't have a social worker explain to me the bad things about speeding.
Right.
It's against the law, so I get a ticket.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't we just put more enforcement on the trains?
Yeah, I think we do need enforcement on the trains, and it's such a quality of life issue for commuters that I suspect they would pay for themselves in terms of ridership, in addition to it just, of course, being a significant health crisis as well.
Well, all right, so you've got the security people on the trains, right? They are, and there have been lots of videos recently out demonstrating this. They don't do anything. Probably, I understand why. They're not paid a whole lot of money. They don't want to put their life at risk. When things happen, not only smoking, but other things happen, there are skirmishes or fights on the train. Sometimes you see a knife out. You know, people are doing these things, and how do we expect ridership to go up when all of this is readily available online? Sometimes it appears during the newscast. You know, saying smoking is bad, of course, but that doesn't solve this. I think we need, what happened to the police that were once on the trains?
Yeah, we do have transportation police, but that's
different.
Exactly it. We need to have potentially more, but also make sure that they are going to the places where it is significant. You know, so I have all of downtown, probably more L stops than any other ward. And we get the most complaints on Red Line and Green Line trains are the most, and then kind of Blue Line is shortly behind that. So making sure that we're focusing on the efforts where it's a problem and then begin to take it from there.
We have about a minute left, Alderman. So since we're talking about this, the financial cliff of the CTA, what is going to be done about this? This is a real problem.
Yeah, and that is one that is in Springfield. I have focused on smoking because I think that's something that we can actually get after here in the city. But certainly dealing with the transit cliff as well as public safety, those are significant issues that Springfield will have to deal with going forward. And I think it was unfortunate they didn't work with them in the previous session.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That's 34th Ward Alderman. Sorry about that. I'll take
Bill
two.
Bill Conway. Steve, always a pleasure
take
to be
two.
Here. I forget my name sometimes, too. No problem.
I don't even know what my name is anymore. Alderman Conway, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.